You're listening to The Publix Radio. I'm Marae Valindo, and this is Artscape. On this week's show, a studio session with Rhode Island band The Welks, an acoustic trio defined by their three-part harmonies and a shared love of early country, swing, and Rhode Island.
But darling, I don't have the time to miss you. Oh, I wonder who you're working with today. Honey, I don't have the time to miss you. But damn it, I sure do miss you anyway.
A few years ago, when singer and bass player Aaron Lobb Mason moved to Rhode Island, she posted an ad on Craigslist. She was looking for people to play music with. Music like old time and bluegrass. And she said she'd bring bourbon and pie.
Very first session, we just met in their yard, and it turned out we knew a lot of the same bluegrass and old time canon, and even some of the Irish stuff overlapped, and then the originals just really came together naturally. It was so fun.
With the lure of music, bourbon, and pie, she had hooked guitarist Mark Dobbin and fiddle player Perry DiLorenzo. Mark said he realized pretty quickly that they sounded really good singing together.
It's fun to sing together in three parts. It's at the forefront of what we do as a band. Aaron and Perry are both really fantastic natural harmonizers. Aaron always finds a quick harmony that is just natural and sounds very unaffected and appropriate for the song. Perry can sing any part that's given to her, so she usually takes the trickiest one, and then I just fit in where I can. I can usually only do one thing on any given song.
Calling themselves the Welks, the trio started doing gigs around the state, playing the music they loved, and writing some of their own. This September, the band releases their debut album, Reverse Mermaid. What exactly is a reverse mermaid?
It's a fish on the top and human on the bottom. And we were just looking for something that was whimsical, a little tongue-in-cheek, but still nautical-related. And then I had been drawing a bunch of reverse mermaids randomly on ceramics, and so I was already doing them, and we all kind of giggled when we saw it, so it worked out.
Yeah, you have to, you can picture it in your head, but it's really funny to see one of them. Like, the traditional mermaid is this sort of sensual, elegant, like, almost sexy creature, and the reverse mermaid is just lewd. Like, the fish head and the human legs, it's really a hilarious combination.
They are grotesque.
Yeah, so we all got a big kick out of it, and we made Aaron do show posters with them and everything, and now they're on the album art as well.
Yeah, they kind of look like evolution in progress or something, but backwards.
Yeah, evolution, but wrong.
So one of the songs on the new album is called Washington Street Bridge Blues, inspired by some local transportation woes that a lot of our listeners might be intimately familiar with. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
It's a sort of lighthearted take on the recent disaster in commuting through Rhode Island. So, yeah, it's just about what you do when the infrastructure is falling to pieces around you. And in this case, you're supposed to buy an inflatable car. Floating inflatable car will get you around. Anyways, it's just sort of a jokey song. But we, there's a few different tracks on the record that are sort of, you know, Rhode Island or Rhode Island adjacent. So we try to write locally if we can.
That'll get you back to shore. You sing a lonesome melody while you're hauling an orange. Don't exceed the max capacity the manufacturer does allow. We'll get you safe and sound back at the end of the line. If it seems the deck is stacked, we'll get you that by design. And if you blow real hard, you watch the whole house of cards come down.
So another song is called If This Were a Date. There are a lot of songs in recent years about kind of the ambiguity of modern dating, and this is your addition to that canon. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, that was really fun to write. That song is about going out with someone and having a great time and not being sure if you're just friends or if you're going to be more than friends. And each verse actually happened in some form. It's also a little tongue-in-cheek.
Baby, I think you and I would make a real fine pair. And when the night is over, maybe we could go back to my place and we'd connect the constellations underneath your
ticket to the concert, and she asked what I was doing Friday night. Well, I'm not sure what I'm doing, but I hope that it's with you. And I said, yeah, I thought that that would be alright.
Did you say it's inspired by a particular experience or a collection of life experiences that you've had?
Yeah, it was definitely inspired by a collection of experiences and, yeah, ambiguous dates where it's a really good time and maybe it'll be something more. Maybe you're just friends. I think a lot of us have been on that date.
Can we say on the air which way it went?
Please.
You know, jury is still kind of out.
TBD, stick around for the next record to hear how it went.
If this was a date, I'd touch your pretty freckled face, and I would sit you down and sing for you a song.
Any other songs you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, we wrote a tune about our favorite band meetup spot in Warren, Rhode Island, which is a little bar on Water Street. It's called Jack's, and we encourage you not to go because it's just for us, so don't make it a crowd. But anyways, it's one of the last bars around where typically there is no music being played. You just got to show up and chat with the bartender and whoever else is sitting at the bar with you. So we kind of wrote an ode to that old style of tavern where people actually still show up and just for the chat.
If you knew a bar where you could work off a 20 with an invited friend, have him not spend any, wouldn't you be there whenever you're able? You'd rush through the scrub up and clear in the table, and kiss your old lady and tell her so long, throw an arm around her and bring her along. If you knew the bar, tell me I'm wrong.
That's the Welks performing in our studio, featuring Perry DiLorenzo on fiddle and vocals, Mark Dobbin on guitar and vocals, and Aaron Lob Mason on upright bass and vocals. Their new album, Reverse Mermaid, comes out in September, and they're doing a free record release show at Nicanese in Providence on Saturday, September 14th at 5 p.m. Go to welkswelkswelks.com for more information. You can find more episodes of Artscape at thepublicsradio.org/arts. For the Publix Radio, I'm Mareva Lindo.
He sits rolling rocks and sits there like a stone.
Cause sometimes a bar is as sad as a home.
Fishing trip planned the next morning at 7. And me, I'll be walking through the old parts of town, humming a line from that old song I found. And melody might be the one thing it lacks, cause don't you know they don't play music.